One of her forms is that of the wren will, that bright and brave little bird who knows how to hide herself in plain sight. My lady.
Thank you, Merrick.
Moving towards Will, the lady took both his hands in hers.
Well done. It was very well done, Will Stanton. On oak and on iron, let the signs be joined.
Come, Will. Lay down your belt that has borne the signs through all their seeking.
One by one, John took the signs from Will's belt, and on his iron anvil with its oak foot, he first joined the signs with rings of gold.
The signs of fire and water in the centre.
Iron and bronze to the left side.
Wood and stone to the right.
And then, to either end of the signs, he fastened a length of sturdy gold chain.
It is done. Take the circle of signs to the lady, Will Stanton.
Touching the joined signs, Will felt from them suddenly a strange, fierce sensation like an electric shock, a strong, arrogant reassurance of power.
What is the purpose of the power this holds, my lady?
It's for the future, Will. Don't you see? When the dark comes rising,
six shall drive it back.
Three
from the circle.
Three
from the track.
Wood.
Bronze.
Iron.
Water.
Fire. Stone.
Five will return and
one
go alone.
Sign seeker, by your birth and your birthday, you came into your own.
And this circle of the old one
was completed
for now and
forever.
The circle is yours to wear, Will. Come. Farewell, Will Stanton. Farewell until we meet again, as we shall. Farewell.
But now, Will was kneeling on cold, beaten snow, in a place he did not recognize on Huntercombe Lane. Bare trees on either side, the road empty, the brightness and celebration, the lady, all fled, leaving him alone.
No, 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 where are you? Old ones, lady, where have you all gone?
It's time to go home, Will.
Merriman, you're still there.
I am.
Will looked back over his shoulder. Merriman gazed down, his dark eyes owlish. And then the knot of Will's emotions cracked and broke.
Now I'm here, and I want to be back there, and...
Yes, I understand. You see, you belong in both worlds now.
Hey, Merriman, it's the manor. We're at the back of the manor.
Indeed. The tradesman's entrance, also used by butlers.
So are we standing where the old smithy used to be?
Yes. In the plans of the house, it's called Smithsgate.
And Merriman, my mother, is she truly all right?
Of course she is.
And how have you stopped my family wondering where I've been?
You have spent the night at the manor, asleep. But these are small things. Come, old one. Remember yourself. You are no longer a small boy.
No. I know.
But sometimes you feel how very much more agreeable life would be if you were.
Sometimes, but not always.
The day grew brighter as they walked along Huntercombe Lane towards the Stantons' house. It was a morning full of promise, though the sun had not yet risen.
Merriman! Blue sky!
We've not seen that for many a day.
Oh, well, well, well.
Hey,
Will.
Good morning, both.
Morning, Mr. Lyon.
Hello, Dad.
Oh,
hello,
Mr. Paul. Lyon, I'm so grateful to you for looking after him last night, not to mention bringing him home. Will you have some breakfast with us? A cup of tea?
No, thank you, but I should be getting back.
Will!
James!
Hey, Will! Was it fun at the manor? Did you sleep in a four-poster bed?
Will!
Will!
Mary! Oh, I am so relieved.
What are you relieved about?
Mary, what happened? Are you all right?
What are you talking about? I had a super ride on John Smith's horse. You know Polly, one of Farmer Dawson's Shire horses. He picked me up in the lane after I'd gone out to look for you. I was quite safe on his back. He was so strong in the water and... Well, it seems like ages ago now. Not just last night.
But, wait, what about Mum?
She'll be fine, Will.
Yeah, it was only a sprain in the end, not a broken leg, the doctor said.
She has got to rest, though. She did hit her head.
And now Paul was running towards them, holding open a package that Merriman had been carrying since they left the manor.
Look! Look, Miss Greythorne's given me the antique flute. I can't believe it. Just look at it.
She's given it to you.
Well, she referred to it as a permanent loan.
We'll look after it.
And this, the lady of the manor sent for you, Will Stanton.
He held out another package and Will opened it. His gaze flickered to Merriman and back down again, for inside, gleaming, thin with age, lay a horn.
A horn?
A hunting horn.
It looks very old.
It is extremely old.
Go on, Will. Blow it.
Yeah, Will, wake up the whole village.
No, I can't.
Why not?
I have to learn how.
Will you thank her for me very much, Mr. Lyon?
Yes, Miss Lyon. Thank her for me too.
I will. I will. Well, goodbye, Mr. Stanton, Paul, James, Mary.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And then Will's hand was in Merriman's strong grasp. A quick pressure and an intent look from his deep eyes.
Au revoir, Will Stanton.
His craggy, fierce, carved face softened for a moment. Then he raised his hand to them all and strode off down the lane.
Did you hear the wild geese last night, Will?
There must have been thousands of them.
Migrating, I suppose. We couldn't see them. There was just this gorgeous noise.
Like 100 doors creaking at once.
Then a lot of cackling from those daft rooks in the wood.
And then a long, long sort of crying noise across the sky. And high, very high up.
It was thrilling, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes. Must have been.
You're not awake yet, are you?
But Will was no longer listening to his brothers and sisters. For in a snowdrift beside the lane he had spotted hoofprints, not in the shape of a horseshoe, but something else.
Circles quartered by a cross. The shoes John Wayland Smith put on the white mare. So long ago now.
The path of hoofprints led Will's eyes away down Huntercombe Lane to where he saw, shimmering into view,
the doors. The great doors that lead out of time. They're opening.
Mum!
Hello!
Mum, Will's home!
Oh, good!
Oh, Alice, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. A little bit sore, but I'm fine. Breakfast is here. Oh, I've kept it warm. Where's Will?
Oh, he's coming, don't worry.
Will clenched his fists as he listened, yearning towards the sweet beckoning sound that was the space between waking and dreaming, memory and imagining.
Merriman!
And out on the old way, Merriman passed through the open doors, and behind him the towering slabs of heavy carved oak swung slowly together until silently they shut. And then, in a great blaze of yellow-white light, the sun rose over Hunter's Combe and the valley of the River Thames.
Good morning, and a very happy new year from the BBC. And what a beautiful dawn it is to begin this new year of 1974. Bright sunshine at last.
As we welcome in 1982.
The military build-up has turned the Falklands.
An 8-mile-long crude oil slick.
An end to the Berlin Wall.
Three police officers charged with beating Rodney King were acquitted and
violent on a massive scale. Rwanda.
Some 4,000 tons of crude oil have leaked into the sea.
In the start of the new millennium, our economy now slides into recession.
The Paris Agreement on climate change.
There's growing anger over how
the 2020.
The developed world isn't doing nearly enough.
And now, when the dark comes rising, who shall turn it back?
The dark is rising. Oh, the dark is rising.
In The Dark is Rising, a drama by Susan Cooper, Will Stanton was played by Noah Alexander. John Smith, Paul Stanton, and the Reverend Beaumont was Thomas Arnold. The bus conductor, Jamaican Old One, and James Stanton were played by Danny Bailey. Stephen Stanton was Simon Bubb. Mrs. Stanton, Mrs. Pettigrew, and Dr. Armstrong were played by Amanda Haddingy. The Walker and Hawkin was Toby Jones, and the narrator was Simon McBurney. The Rider, Mr. Matothin, Mr. Stanton, and Farmer Dawson were played by Tim McMullen. Merriman was Paul Rees. Maggie Barnes and Mary Stanton was Natasha Stone. The Lady and Miss Greythorne was Harriet Walter, and Hearn was Miles Yakinney. The Chorister was Vinay Singh, and the radio announcer was Sam West. The soundscape is designed by Gareth Fry, and original songs are by Johnny Flynn, Louisa Gerstein, and Eloise Tunstall-Behrens. Music composed by Josh Sneesby. The book was adapted for audio by Robert McFarlane and Simon McBurney. The production is directed by Simon McBurney and produced by Catherine Bailey and Tim Bell. It is a Complicité and Catherine Bailey production for BBC World Service and is commissioned by Simon Pitts.
Dankjewel. Aafke Romein, nog één keer een groot applaus voor Aafke. Ja, super. Wat een lied. Blijf hem streamen. We zijn hier aan het einde gekomen, bijna aan het einde gekomen van het officiële podiumprogramma van de Klimaatmars op de Zuidas. Maar voordat we daarachter naar het protestival gaan, nog een paar huishoudelijke mededelingen. Neem je protestbordje. Het zijn trouwens hartstikke leuke protestborden. Zullen we misschien een paar voorlezen?
Ja, ze zijn echt enorm creatief. Ja, hou ze maar omhoog.
Geen gelul, uitstoot naar nul.
Ik ben voor bomen.
Kom op met die poen. Yes. Alles is nodig voor meer groen. Geen vrij Mibo op een dode planeet. Kijk,
Inderdaad, een leefbare planeet voor alle dieren. How dare you?
Hey.
Lobbyrijk, burgers erin. Ze zijn prachtig.
En dat wilde ik eigenlijk zeggen. Die bordjes moet je dus straks mee naar huis nemen. Dat was de vraag. Zodat we hier niet met het afval blijven liggen. Of spot een van de vrijwilligers met een vuilniszak. Dat mag ook, zodat de stad mooi schoon blijft. Probeer de drukte op het station dadelijk een beetje te vermijden. Dus loop nog een rondje op dat protestival daarachter. Check ook de OV-app natuurlijk voor actuele reisinformatie. Deze mars, het werd al gezegd, is georganiseerd door de Klimaatcrisiscoalitie. Die bestaat uit Greenpeace, Fridays for Future, Extinction Rebellion, De Goede Zaak, Fossielvrij Nederland, Oxfam NoVib, FNV en Milieudefensie. Maar we konden het niet zonder al die bondgenoten, vrijwilligers en mensen van de techniek hier achter ons. En iedereen die geholpen heeft aan de achterkant van de mars. Alleen omdat we dat samen doen, kunnen we dit. Dus dank jullie wel daarvoor.
En na vandaag houdt het natuurlijk niet op, hè mensen. We zijn hier samen op dit moment gekomen om ook weer een beetje nieuwe hoop te krijgen, nieuwe energie, te zien dat je niet alleen staat in de strijd. Want soms is het moeilijk als je je zo ontzettend veel zorgen maakt over die grote wereldproblematiek en een klimaatcrisis die over je heen dendert. Dan lijkt het misschien dat je als individu daar weinig tegen kunt doen. Maar geloof mij mensen, als je je organiseert, als je een helder doel hebt, dan kun je echt dit grote kapitaal uit fossiel krijgen. We hebben het laten zien met de ABP-campagne, maar ik heb er ontzettend veel vertrouwen in dat jullie allemaal ook het onmogelijke mogelijk gaan maken. Heb daar vertrouwen in. Sluit je aan bij een van de organisaties. Start zelf een actie, een petitie. Start het gesprek. Dat doen jullie waarschijnlijk al. Maar heb vertrouwen in dat wat jij wil bereiken, dat je dat ook daadwerkelijk gaat bereiken voor die betere wereld. En dan gaan we het met z'n allen voor elkaar krijgen. Yes, want de politieke wind zit niet mee. Het is niet makkelijk. Maar als we samen strijden, dan zijn we sterk. Vergeet niet te gaan stemmen, ook op 6 juni voor de Europese verkiezingen. Niet alleen in Nederland, maar in heel Europa is het moeilijk. Ja, 6 juni. Knoop het in je agenda en blijf actie voeren. Er zijn een aantal hele toffe acties voor de agenda. 23 juni maken we een enorme reeks. Ja. Helemaal langs de kustlijn met Urgenda gaan we een enorme mensenketen maken. Helemaal vanaf de hoek van Holland tot aan Lauwersoog in Friesland. Jazeker. Op 6 juli gaat er op het Malieveld in Den Haag een actiefestival plaatsvinden. Ook opnieuw een protestival voor klimaat en sociale rechtvaardigheid. Waar we ook het gesprek met elkaar aangaan. Ook over de zaken die ik hier eerder noemde. Ook moeilijke zaken gaan we niet uit de weg, maar we gaan daar de beweging verder opbouwen, verder krachtiger maken. En vergeet niet, aan het einde van de zomer, 28 augustus tot 1 september, hebben we een anti-gas actiekamp in Rotterdam met fossielvrij.
Ja, dus mensen, gebruik je stem op straat vandaag, maar ook online. Alvast bedankt voor vandaag en tot straks op het protestival. Dank jullie wel.
Yes, dank jullie wel.
Applaus voor jezelf.
Ja, en zo wordt wederom wordt hier de sfeer verpest door kankermuziek. Maar goed, de stemmen waren te horen eventjes. What do we want? Climate justice. When do we want it now? Maar blijkbaar is de muziek nu belangrijker om stemmen te tonen. Hey. We'll be right back.
mon lit, c'est mon maquis, c'est un détail inextricable de rien d'éclat aussi, c'est mon Mac ici, c'est mon maquis, c'est un repère sûr comme un père, sentier secret, sentier de verre, petit phare, c'est aussi ta chambre et ton maquis.
Thank you. can stand. Aha. So we're in the
we're in the
DJ booth here.
Yeah.
The crow's nest overlooking everything else. And I can tell that you must know this place pretty well if you knew that this would be the right spot for getting away from the bar.
Well, it's
music.
Easy because the music is coming from there. So.
Yeah. So I'm Ash, and I make radio for Radio Worm in Rotterdam. And I was just
my
very first time in the Oki.
Really?
And it turns out that they are kind of short on bar staff, so I jumped behind the bar out of support for the venue and the idea. And I overheard you saying to the other bar person, Tom, that you do live radio, so I wanted to ask you about that.
But you do Worm radio, so what, is this a live thing or is it...
It's live and not live. We broadcast 7 days a week. We have about 100 regular shows. We also try and drag in any artists that are in town for
gigs. Oh my god, this is
connected
way
to the studio residency that we have in Worm as well.
Happy I don't have you in my transistor app. Way too much. You know
well,
that one, transistor app?
No, I don't know that one.
I want to... you don't do reclame block, I guess.
Tell
but
me about...
You can sit on this.
Can I move it? No, but then we're on the different sides of the microphone. See, if there's a... No, I'm just going to... Because we're not going to take long.
No, this is very uncomfortable for you.
Okay, no, this is fine. Tell me about your live radio. And tell me your name.
Okay, I am Hans and I'm from Radio Patapool.
The legendary Patapool.
We are legend, and that's why I'm very happy to do live radio for Patapool, because it gives me a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there are no rules, because I am Patapool. And they know. And they see. So, this is fun to do.
How long have
you
been doing
that? Well, I'm saying this because this is what's going to happen next week. Next week there is a big protest in Den Haag.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to block the highway. Mm-hmm. Please come to the A12 to block the highway. 7 people got arrested for saying that on the radio.
Unbelievable.
7 people. So we're going to sit on the highway, block the whole thing. While everybody else is going to sit, I'm going to walk.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna do live radio while you're walking?
Oh yeah.
Good stuff. Maybe we can.
I have a nice story. I have been arrested on the job.
How many times? So far.
Twice. Well, once I was actually arrested, ended up in the police jail. And they could keep me extra because I didn't tell them my name. I said my name is Courgette. And they didn't believe me. and I went on hunger strike in the jail. They kept me there for like 5 days. And the food was so insanely bad that I asked for vegan. If you are ever in jail, ask vegan. They will have no idea what you are talking about. They have no idea about anything. So they will look at you like, fuck you. So I went on hunger strike because the food was really too awful to eat. I did not want to put this into my body. So And at the last day, there was finally a doctor. Because when you are on hunger strike, you need medical attention. It was actually on the day that they would release me, they finally gave me a doctor. But I didn't know it was the day of my release yet. So I asked the doctor if I could have a pen. Because I needed to write things. And I explained to her that I had broken up my coffee cup and cut in my arm, and you use that to write in blood. So the doctor, I asked the doctor, I need a pen. Mm-hmm. Because I have to write. Look.
There's only so much blood you can lose on a hunger strike.
And she looked at the guard, the policeman. And he said no. He just said no. But I was okay because when you are put in a jail for something that's so righteous that, I don't know, it doesn't really hurt me somehow. Mm-hmm. Makes me only stronger. Mm-hmm. So.
And here you are.
Yep. And the other time I was, I was going to tell you about being arrested. I had a too big mouth. I got very angry with the policeman because he pushed me.
Yeah, that's not de-escalating.
Do not push me.
Is not going to de-escalate the situation.
So I'm going to warn all the policemen in Den Haag, do not push me.
Uh-huh. All right, I think we've got to evacuate our crow's nest now.
Oh, sorry.
You are the DJs?
No, I would. I will DJ if you want, but I've also got to be behind the bar. Yeah, many jobs tonight. Gladly done. Short but sweet. It's a good story. It's a very good story. Absolutely. Well, I'll try, yeah. Which day? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Echobox Radio is a completely independent station broadcasting from below sea level. Like what you hear? You can help us keep going by heading to the Support Us button on our website. Echobox Radio. Support the box.
State ascoltando Radio Ecobox.
You're listening to Gardella on Ecobox Radio, where we will bring you bass-rooted sounds and cultures from Morocco and beyond.
Good morning, good afternoon or good night, wherever or whenever you are tuning in to this Sunday morning show on Ecobox Radio. You are listening to the second episode of our brand new show, Gardella, where we share and talk about bass-rooted sounds and cultures from Morocco and beyond. Today's show is especially dedicated to the latest release on our label. And for those who don't know, Rahul is a non-hierarchical, multidisciplinary label exploring bass-rooted sounds and cultures from the continent and beyond. And this release is the first after our VA, Crocodile Tears in a Reptilian World, and features a 10-track album by Kid These Day. The album called El Ketma was released on August 4th and is the first release under Saad Baraka's new alias, otherwise known for his more like indie, poppy music. This multi-instrumentalist and producer danced with his more experimental side for this one. As he explained, Kid These Day is an alias under which he feels more freedom to experiment with electronic sounds, with a lot of hardware, and as he liked to say, it's not as crisp as the music he would make as Saad Baraka. We felt actually very lucky to be part of this process. It was a very intimate process, diving into hard drives together and basically curating our way from a long and then short list all the way through to the 10-track album you can now find online. yeah, basically from listening sessions on the living room floor in Casablanca all the way to the album presentation and release party we did in Casablanca as well. Yeah, it was a very interesting process to see all these different tracks from all these different periods in Get These Days Live and see how that developed into what he was willing to share. And as he said himself, these tracks were never made to be shared, and they were never made to be released. They were real experimentations and playfulness and kind of what has been made without any consideration, I could say, for what another person might think or how it might be received. And I hope that people will also be able to hear that through the tracks. As you notice, I could talk about this for hours, but I'm sure you are all ready to hear a bit more of what I'm talking about. So we asked Get These Days to prepare us something, and he delivered, true to his heart. A live set on his SP404 featuring tracks of this latest release of Il Ketma, and any track that you don't recognize from the album is an unreleased gem. So we could say that, yeah, it's quite a special one today. I'm gonna leave you with something to listen to, and I'll get back to you after that. So turn up the volume, get yourself something nice to drink, get comfortable, and I hope you enjoy.
Like